Welcome to the finale of our Dog Parkology season. During the series, we've discussed the benefits of developing relationships with our dogs, with each other, and with the land around us. We hope to encourage people to expand what constitutes a dog park experience and how we can think outside the fence to grow the range of possibilities. When the residents of Berkeley first came together in 1979 to create an experimental dog park, it was mainly to give their dogs a place to play off leash after many cities had put stricter leash laws into action. It didn't take long for them to realize how fellow dog owners visiting this space regularly became important for fostering a sense of community, connecting fellow residents in a new and exciting way. These individual connections with your neighbors can also coalesce to form a larger sense of unity. Dogs themselves play a key role in allowing us to bridge the gap with the strangers we meet. They give us something to talk about with an inherent level of trust, meeting someone that's not chosen by an algorithm, but rather through pure chance. It's unplanned, unfiltered, and can lead to unexpected connections. Today, as digital lifestyles and interactions take over our daily lives more every year, third places like dog parks are more needed than ever. Ray Oldenburg, who coined the term in 1989, saw third places as important areas of informal public life that are massively crucial to our well-being and our communities. Third places, deemed as social settings outside of home and work, may include examples like a cafe, a gym, or library. However, while these are open to the public and can foster some connections, you don't interact with as wide a spectrum of strangers as you do at a dog park. There, with the only criteria of having a dog, you meet and socialize with people from all walks of life. We would go as far as to say there's arguably no better type of third place than a dog park. That being said, we acknowledge that formal dog parks are not for everyone. Maybe your dog isn't comfortable there, which is certainly valid, or maybe you, as their human, don't feel comfortable bringing them there, and that's okay too. With Dog Parkology, we encourage you to think outside the fence about the dog park experience. For example, maybe that's going to an area of the woods where your dog can be off leash, following their natural instincts as you see the wilderness through their eyes and focus on being present. Another example might be going to part of a beach that's open to dogs during special hours, where you can interact with other dog parents and meet some new faces. Apart from being responsible about where you let your dog off leash, these kinds of dog parkology moments can happen anywhere. Anytime you step outside your home with your dog at your side, you have an opportunity to find points of connection along the way with your dog, people you meet, and nature surrounding you, if only you take the time to focus on it. For us, this is the essence of dog parkology. You may discover something new about your canine companion's personality, new types of play activities they prefer, what types of smells interest them, or which outdoor environment they find most comfortable. Walking down your block, you may strike up a conversation with a fellow dog owner or pay closer attention to the wind shuffling the leaves of a tree. The community in Berkeley paved the way for dog parks we know today, but now, almost 50 years later, it's time for us to evolve the concept. Dogs can be our greatest teachers. Let's honor these lessons we learn from them by embracing the possibilities that can come from this concept of dog parkology. Let's be kinder to each other and join together in creating a better tomorrow for our dogs, our communities, and our planet. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed this series. I'm Jenna Blum, and I've been your narrator for Dog Parkology. Thank you again to all the guests and experts we spoke with while making this show. We couldn't have made this series without their valuable insights. Thank you to Shua Lei Chen, Whitney Harris, Sylvia Heisel, Dr. Sharon Holland, Karen London, Setha Lowe, Leslie Lau, Meredith May, Amanda McDermott, Annette McGivney, Megan Mueller, Tina Patel, Anjali Rao, Julie Urbanek, Dr. Camille Ward, and Ed Young for their valuable contributions. This show was created by As It Should Be Productions, with executive producer Scott Benaglio and producer and editor Jack Summer. Please check out our other podcasts. Dog Save the People is an interview show about how life is better with a dog. And Dog Walk Meditation features short meditations to calm your mind and connect with your dog during daily walks. You can visit our website, dogparkology.com, to learn more about the show and to buy custom designed merch like our t-shirts. You can follow us on social media at Dog Parkology and Dog Save the People. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at dogparkology@gmail.com. And if you enjoyed listening, please share an episode with a friend. Enjoy a trip to a dog park today or wherever you go with your dog to appreciate nature, meet others, and make a better life together on our planet. Remember, don't forget to think outside the fence.